If I do this, this will happen, pros and cons, then I will do, look at the benefits, then I will do nothing. Whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, they immediately accepted. They accepted, trusted, and also believed spiritual help. And they believed in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. According to one Sahabi, he says that I can doubt that my mother is not my mother, but I cannot doubt the secret of Rasulullah. There could be a probability or a possibility that my mother is not my mother, but that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying things which are not true, that's a never. That type of iman. Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala whom I believe, they heard and were Muslim. As a result, they were blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah Rabbul Izzat of Peace. It is reported of one Sahabi, Hazrat Huzayma radiallahu ta'ala, that he was indeed very religious fellow. You must remember this story properly, because I will be making reference to it in the Tafsir lesson also. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was walking, he drew a prayer and told him that you took money from me, you owe me money, you did not bring any for me. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I have returned. Yes, I took a loan from you, but I returned. That he said that where is your witness? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, besides Allah, there is no witness in a ritual. The Jew insisted to bring your witness. A voice was heard from the back, I am the witness. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them, I talked to Zayna, radiallahu ta'ala, said, and then Huzayma radiallahu ta'ala and he said that I witness with you faith with me. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inquired of Hazrat Huzayma that, oh Huzayma, when I witness with you, you are not present. How come you are standing with me? Hazrat Huzayma radiallahu ta'ala and he said that you think and you are sure that you are faith with you. I believe that I am wicked. Hazrat Huzayma radiallahu ta'ala has gone on to say that daily you are telling us about the Hajj. You are telling us about the hereafter. You are talking to us about Jannah. You are talking to us Jahannam. You are talking to us about the reward and punishment, fire and fruits of Jannah. You are talking to us about angels, jinnat, most of these things of the unseen. Our belief is based upon, and we have not seen it, we believe it. We have got iman on all those unseen things, which are greater than this perception, and you must have returned to you. That is why I stand with you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that their witness, that Huzayma, Hazrat Huzayma, needs evidence if he comes to truth. Needs evidence if he comes to truth. No one else in the Sharia of Islam was given that statement. So Hazrat Huzayma radiallahu ta'ala and he, but whenever he brought the evidence forward, it is regarding a true person. Because in Sharia of Islam, evidence has to be given by two people in order to be taken into court, to an Islamic court, and a second. This very Huzayma is realizing the first person to be taken. Last week I told you that there is a great misconception about the Banu Umayyah being from the tragedy of Hazrat Uthman رضي الله تعالى عنه, or the clan or the khandan of Hazrat Uthman رضي الله تعالى عنه. Basically, there are two, the Bani Umayyad and the Bani Abbasid. From the Bani Umayyad, most of the conquerors came. And from the Bani Abbasid, most scholars came. And because of the Bani Umayyad, Islam spread to Egypt. Because of the Bani Umayyad, in their Khilafat, in their era, Islam went to Granada, Islam went to Spain, Islam went to Cordova, because of the Bani Umayyad. And because of the Bani Umayyad Khilafat rule and era, Islam came to Africa. Let alone that, because of the Bani Umayyad rule, that Muhammad bin Qasim Rasulullah alayhi lived in the top. And from the era, in the time of the Bani Umayyad Khilafat, if it was not for the Bani Umayyad Khilafat and their expansion of Islam, and their motto that Islam was spread wide and far, then Muhammad bin Qasim Rasulullah alayhi should not have got to Indo-Pak. And Muhammad bin Qasim Rasulullah alayhi went to Indo-Pak, that's why Alhamdulillah today you and I are going to be here. Because the further we introduced Islam and brought Islam to the Indo-Pak for Qadqadjila, that Muhammad bin Qasim Rasulullah alayhi and from the Bani Umayyad Khilafat. So that is why we should open our eyes and look at these simple basic historical facts, and then realize that we cannot say anything against Sahaba Ikram رضي الله تعالى عنه مجمعين, because they were pious, but they were pure. In this sense, not that they are innocent. Innocent, this quality of innocence is only with the Anbiya عليه الصلاة والسلام, with the Prophet, with the Rasul, with the Nabi, with the Messenger. Sahaba Ikram رضي الله تعالى عنه مجمعين, they did sin. But their sin was of such a nature that they began to repent and cry and seek pardon before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a way that they purified them. And they weep before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They brought themselves before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that they are sinned and give them the execution punishment. That is why we request them to that extent. Last week I discussed the history of the Quran as in the era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we decide to discuss the history, the collection of the Quran as in the time of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu and in the time of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. During Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's era, when he was alive, ayat of the Quran were written on scattered portions. A certain ayat on leather, a certain ayat on leaf, another few ayat on bone, some complete Quran al-Kareem were compiled. A certain Sahabi had one surah written, another Sahabi had 10 surahs written. So, few ayat by this person, few ayat by that person, and even some Sahabi had explanatory commentators' notes with them. In the time of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in his era, he said that the special part of the Qur'an al-Kareem must be collected and closed down. So he called Hazrat Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu after the Battle of Yamamah. Immediately after the Battle of Yamamah, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu sent for Zayd bin Thabit. He says, when I reached Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar was there also. And they told me that I must bring the Qur'an al-Kareem together, because many Huffaz, many Hafizes have been martyred in the Battle of Yamamah. In the Battle of Yamamah, many Huffaz were martyred. So there was a fear in the heart of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu that so many Hafizes have been martyred. If more Hafizes become martyred, then we are going to have a problem in safeguarding and few safekeeping the Qur'an al-Kareem. So he told Hazrat Zayd bin Thabit, who was one of the chief scribes of the Qur'an al-Kareem, who wrote the Qur'an al-Kareem in the lifetime of Rasulullah under the personal supervision of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he called him and told him that he must gather it. Hazrat Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala looked at his reply. He said that, how can I do such things, how can I do something which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not do? Look, what an important issue this is. the Hussar the market, and the way that the Sabbath has been called, the political Quranic Kareem, for the prophecy of the Quranic Kareem, has a great in Sabbath says, how could I do such a thing with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? This is the basis where we give a lengthy discussion on innovation and bid'ah. Can you imagine that had a very different position of what this is the error of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Why must I do? Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala is convicted, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala is convicted, then he felt that ease in his heart, and then he said, okay, I also feel it necessary, and I feel it important that we should collect the Quran and we should put it down as we go. So Hazrat Bakr Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala, he, when Hazrat Abu Bakr told him that you are one of the chief tribes, told him that you must do the job, he took off the staff. Hazrat Bakr Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala said, that I swear by Allah, if these elders of mine would have commanded me to remove a mountain, then it would have been such a, not such a weight on me, as a task of collecting the Quranic Kareem. If they told me to move a mountain, he said, I would not do that. But to bring the Quranic Kareem together, that is a mighty and a weighty task. However, the Quranic Kareem now, which is written on the branches of trees, seeing great trees, leaves, stone tablets, and on the people's chest, he devised the method to bring this Quranic Kareem together. Remember one thing, that first of all, Hazrat Zayd bin Thabit رضي الله تعالى عنه is a hafiz, the complete hafiz of the Quranic Kareem. And he was described during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he ensured that the Quranic Kareem is not left, not one ayat is left out, and he used some precautionary method. What the method was, that he told all the Sahaba that he would bring the Quranic Kareem to him. Firstly, he would confirm his solidarity by his memory. If any Sahabi brought one ayat, he said to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I read this ayat, I wrote it down, he should bring it, Hazrat Zayd bin Thabit, he should confirm it with his memory. Secondly, what did he do? He should listen to the ayat with Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala in his presence, because Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala was also a hafiz. So they both confirmed that this is part of Quranic Kareem. Then, the person who brought the Quran and Kareem ayat to them had to bring two trustworthy witnesses. That I heard this Quran and Kareem ayat from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and two was witnesses. And the two witnesses had to be trustworthy. Then, the Quran and Kareem ayat should be compared with all the verses of the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala. Yeah, Hazrat Huzaymah radiallahu ta'ala brought one ayah. He brought one ayah to this. But he says, and he brought it to Hazrat Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala, which was in the Surah Baqarah. لَكَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ till the end of the ayah. Hazrat Huzaymah radiallahu ta'ala brought this ayah. And he brought them with this. Now I tell you about the story. That you remember that years coming there is a cumulative of witnesses. And the people capitalized on this. In fact, the Christian person from Genoa, he capitalizes on this and says, no, the Quran is not part of the, not of divine word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And look at Hazrat Suhaima brought on ayat and he had no witnesses, etc. So we say, first of all, that Hazrat Suhaima radiallahu ta'ala, he brought this ayat to Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala arhu. Hazrat Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala was a hafiz, he accepted this. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala arhu was a hafiz, he accepted this. And they had the complete Quranic Kareem also written down. They were all accepted this. So this is part of the Quranic Kareem. Yes, Hazrat Zayd bin Thabit noted that only Hazrat Huzaymah radiallahu ta'ala arhu brought this ayat written down. Others brought this ayat verbally to Hazrat Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala. But the only person who brought this ayat written down was Hazrat Suhaimah radiallahu ta'ala. Nevertheless, Hazrat Zayd bin Thabit, he compiled the Quranic Kareem, he gathered it, and brought it down into numerous volumes. And every surah was written in a separate volume. Every surah was written in a separate volume, and it was called the Umm, meaning the mother of the thing, the heart of the thing, the core of it. In this copy, Quran ayat is arranged according to the formation shown by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But surahs were not arranged. Each surah was written separately. And also in this copy of Quran Kareem, the seven qirat with it, the seven letters. The Quran al-Karim can be recited in seven ways. That we generally know. It can also be recited in many other ways, 14 ways also. But seven ways are accepted. Now, during this time, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala kept the Quran al-Karim. In the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he kept the Quran al-Karim. When Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala passed away, he gave this Quran al-Karim to his daughter, Hazrat Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala anha, Hazrat Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala anha, the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She kept the Quran al-Karim. Now, she kept the Quran al-Karim in the time of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that's the next period. Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he decided now that he wants to bring the people onto one Quran al-Karim, one standardized version of the Quran al-Karim. Why he wanted to bring the people on one standardized version of the Quran al-Karim, we must realize. Now when we talk of the seven letters, for example, pronunciation, you hear the Tarihi, for example, Al-Islam Ra, Al-Islam Re, what is that? Siratul Lazmina, Siratul Lazmina. Now all these are accepted siraf. All are accepted and as Rasulullah also recorded. Now, what actually happened was, Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala, he went in jihad. And he went to jihad to a place called Azerbaijan and Armenia. There, what he noted, the Sahaba al-Karam were also there. They were fighting there the battle. Now, one Sahabi should read the Quran al-Karim in one dialect. Then the other Sahabi said, no, you are reading wrong. He said, I heard it this way. So there was a little problem. This problem grew. That one Sahabi said, the other Sahabi said, you are reading wrong. And to this extent, the problem grew a crop up. That one Sahabi said, no, you are reading so much wrong that I think it is kufr. Oh, what happened? The Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala was informed the Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala that this is the problem. And this is crossing up. You better unify the Muslim Ummah. Otherwise, you better unify the Muslim Ummah of one standardized Quran, or you'll have the same problem with the Jews of the two scriptures. Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala says, definitely, I also see the problem in Medina. And in Medina, I see the problem that one, for example, one student says, no, my teacher reads the Quran this way, another student says, my teacher reads the Quran this way. So the problem is also prevalent here in Medina. So the problem is here, so the problem will be greater outside. So what Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala, he guided the people and he told them, you people who are close to me in Medina Tayyaba are falsifying and differing from one another regarding the Qiraat of the Quran al-Karim. From this it is evident that those who are far away from me will be falsified and differing from one another on a larger scale. Therefore, all people should unite and form such a copy of Quran al-Karim, which will be necessary for everyone to follow. Remember, the Quran al-Karim has already been collected, and it is Hazrat Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala is Jami'ul Quran. He draws the whole Ummah on the seventh Quran. And Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala is also Jami'ul Quran. He brought all the whole Ummah on one Quran. He again instructed Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala, who also Hazrat Sa'd bin As radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Abdul Rahman bin Harith bin Hisham radiallahu ta'ala, and Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala, and told them, listen, you must make one standardized version of the Quran al-Karim, which has brought all the Qiraatin. So what happened? They brought again the same procedure with Hazrat Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala, what we did to verify the Quran and see that no portion of the Quran al-Karim is left out, they did the same thing. And they prepared one standardized version of the Quran al-Karim, which had no doctrine, which had no zabar, where, say, which had no, for example, how you got in your ba, you got one dot, how you got in your sa, you got two dots. They had no doctrine. So the people could read the Quran al-Karim as they wanted it. Now, this Qiraat of the Quran al-Karim is a lengthy discussion. Sometime, inshallah, I will discuss it, maybe next year sometime, how this Qiraat works and all of the Qiraat are correct. Now these was made into one volume, and seven copies according to Abu Hadim Sizdani or Ramtul Ali were prepared. One was sent to Makkah Mukarramah, one to Syria, one to Yemen, one to Bahrain, one to Basra, one to Kufa, and one was safeguarded in Medina Tayyiba. So seven copies, standardized versions, were sent out throughout the Hijaz, throughout the Muslim world. The rest of the Quran al-Karim is prevalent
Hazrat Usman رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ instructed that they should be set alight or they should be burnt. In other words, no Quran al-Kareem in any different dialect. All Quran al-Kareem was sanitized. All the Quran al-Kareem was on one level. Hazrat Ali رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ says that don't say anything besides virtue as regarding Hazrat Usman رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, for say by Allah, the task he accomplished in the matter of book volume, he had accomplished into the presence of all of us with deliberation, consultation. So you cannot say that Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala who compiled the Quran al-Kareem was sharing nice verses without consulting the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala who made those. Another thing that comes about here, that all the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala who were involved in compiling the Quran al-Kareem, in standardizing the Quran al-Kareem, which is in our hands today, which we call Ijma, consensus of opinion and of who? Consensus of opinion of the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala who speakers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, that person who says that the Quran is Kareem, which is present to us, they are deletion theories, or there is interpolation, or there are some subtraction theories, or there are some addition theories, or there are some error theories, or there are some mistake theories, or the surahs are not set right, or the ayahs are not set right, or there are some words left out, but that person is definitely a kafir. Unfortunately, the Ithna Ashariya Shia group, which is prevalent in Iran today, they believe in all this. They say that the Quran is not compiled properly. They say ayats have been left out. They say that surahs have been subtracted. They say ayats have been added. They say all these things. And for me, endorsing all these things also, I have written a book, which is coming on the market soon, which is called Discovery, Way of the Shia Quran, in which I have explained the Shia view on the Quran al-Kareem which we hold with our hands. The Shias believe that the Quran al-Kareem has not been preserved, protected. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that we reveal the Quran and we protect the Quran. And it goes contrary to that ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another thing, for example, that person in Binoni, the Christian who objects, he says, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masih radiallahu ta'ala anhu did not follow Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala in the Quran. And he makes his accusation. The answer for that is very simple. He has not read our history properly, and he has not understood the matter properly. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked him for your Quran al-Kareem copy, then Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu ta'ala anhu did not immediately give it, because Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masud, he cherished his Quran al-Kareem, because he has written it and he loved it. He little delayed in giving Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu the Quran al-Kareem which he has written for himself and which he has prepared and which he has gathered from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he gave it to Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, just as Hazrat Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala anha gave her copy of the Quran al-Kareem to Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu for standardization. So there are no questions of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu ta'ala anhu saying that I don't agree with the copy of Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala. These people twist the fact and present the fact in the wrong way. So inshallah, next thing for which what I intend discussing is very simple. Is that how the dot came in the Quran al-Kareem, the rubber and the hair, the taste, how it came in the Quran al-Kareem. And also I will discuss a thing called science, the tafsir of science. And which was the first English translation, which was the translation which came when the Quran al-Kareem was printed in the printing press, first time in the world. And maybe if I have said, I will tell you in what languages the Quran al-Kareem has been translated, and in numerous languages, because the commentaries have been written. And if they said, I'll even commentate on some of the English versions of the Quran al-Kareem which are on the market. One thing we must bear in mind, that in these lessons, we have turned these Quranic lessons tafsir. I have to go into some details. These details, for example, in Berkshire, you may find it a little difficult to understand at this point. But as you go on, you will understand it becomes very simple to follow what I try to say. That's what. Secondly, that you have these Quranic lessons, and alhamdulillah, all of you are adults, and you will be able to understand what I say. Your education level will improve, you will have a better understanding of the Quran, and you will be able to present Islam better to anybody else. Thirdly, that I am not sitting here for entertainment. I do not come here to entertain you or to thrill you or to tell you some stories and to make you very happy. I'm here to teach you, to educate you. That is why I have to do some research and come and present it for you to understand. Otherwise, I should come here and parambulate, I should use words, and then you will feel happy and you get thrilled and you will go home. But my purpose is to educate you so that you will understand. So you must bear with me, have some patience, inshallah, you will get into the groove of following this system. What has happened that through the ages, we have been accustomed not to sit for lessons, we have been accustomed not to sit for any education lessons, we have been accustomed not to sit for anything which has got a little, what you call a high power stuff. But alhamdulillah, you sit, you will listen, you will understand, you will be able to comprehend, inshallah, what you have done. One more lesson we will have before we go on holiday. When I come back on holiday, it will be January. And the day before Madrasa opens, I think on a Tuesday or on a Monday or a Tuesday, but that very same day I will have the three of lessons, inshallah. And on that day, we will start the Surah Al-Fatiha and we will go into the Quran. The other point that I like to make is these tapes, they are on tape now, and it will be available. I will listen to this, and inshallah, when they are clear enough, we will have them available, made available to you at some cost or something. So, after that, alhamdulillah. Inshallah, before we continue to next week, I will give you a grand summary of what has transpired. Give you a few days, what happened in the time of Rasulullah, what happened in the time of Abu Bakr, what happened in the time of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala, so that you will refresh your memory exactly what transpired. You must know this, because Quran al-Kareem is our main book. Quran al-Kareem is our primary source. Quran al-Kareem is all what we have for. Quran al-Kareem is that which we rely totally upon. And Quran al-Kareem is protected, preserved, and Quran al-Kareem is our policy. If we do not know about the Quran al-Kareem, how it reached us, how it came to us, or how it surpassed all the ages, then we can be easily affected from it.
اللهم صل على النبي محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم صل على النبي محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم صل على النبي محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم صل على النبي محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم صل على النبي محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم صل على النبي محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم صل على النبي محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم صل على النبي محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم صل على النبي محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم صل على النبي محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم صل على النبي محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم صل على النبي محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم صل على النبي محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم صل على النبي محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم صل على النبي محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أج